This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for January 10th. I'm Paul Plack. An aging Boeing 727 operated by the state-owned Iran Air went down last night in northwest Iran with 105 on board. At least 72 have died. U.S. Secretary of Defense Robert Gates has placed what he calls the troubled development of the short takeoff and vertical landing variant of the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter on a 2-year probation. The Marines will face a longer wait to get the plane. Boeing says it delivered 462 commercial airplanes in 2010, meeting company guidance of about 460. The company also reports 530 net commercial orders for the year and a current backlog of 3,443. Bell Helicopters says it has restructured operations to provide customers with a comprehensive support solution. That has involved bringing 6 subsidiaries providing service to owners officially into Bell Helicopter Textron, Inc. NASA managers are ready to further delay the launch of the shuttle Discovery on mission STS-133 until at least February 24th. NTSB will hold a public meeting tomorrow to discuss its study of the effectiveness and downsides of airbags in general aviation aircraft. A new survey of small business travelers finds Southwest Airlines the favorite among those booking online. The Airbus A320 Captain Chesley Sullenberger ditched in the Hudson River 2 years ago is expected to be heading to a museum in Charlotte, North Carolina, Flight 1549's original destination. And if your company name includes the word dudes, try not to screw up your drug test paperwork when asking the FAA to authorize sightseeing flights. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's ANN special feature, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves suggests New Year's resolutions work better when we consider the consequences of failure. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.